Blog Talk Radio.
It's Canada's favorite roid head, the skinny kids' rival. They disregard your lack of bars, you're literally their idol. I don't care if you're Armstrong, you're a bitch that's on a cycle, like Lance Armstrong. Twit twit, you want your title. Back in Scotia, they filmed scraps. He didn't punch or even strike. He just yelled from the back, like, sucker free, get hype. Just cause dude's buffer, you think he'd chuck a decent right. You're Bruce Buffer. Before other people fight, you act tough with a crew, but never with scrap solo. Funny, you're from the dark side, but can't use your hands solo. You're an insecure little girl. I think that it's obvious. You portray this image behind the fact you're a bitch with no confidence.
I'm in an aggressive mood, and I stepped up huge in a special move. I've been taking two. I'm in an aggressive mood, and I stepped in tube, and I stepped up huge. The Elvis Presley, you.
Oh God, are you in a handicap stalling? Relinquish your dominance. You're such an attention whore, you can't even shit without fishing for compliments. Rip his heart out, enjoy the rush. The king's getting dumped, Queen Elizabeth. That's a royal flush. You know what rhymes with sucker free? Ducking me. Lately you've been crying in battles. I think you need a hug from me. I wanna blow my brains out. I don't care what'll happen. Sometimes I get down on myself like Marilyn Manson. Shut up, bitch. Speaking of Marilyn, this roidhead thinks he's fucking rowdy. Since you do, I'm cutthroat with the Sun finale. All you do is reuse concepts, you're in need of some help. Your name should be history, cause you have a strange way of repeating yourself. His girl fucks for money, can't afford her rent. She gave you multiple STDs and there's more you'll get. She treats it like Maple Leaf coaches when you're erect. She'll ride your Peter if you give that whore a check. Extra space, your brother's stuffed in your resting place. You'll be sleeping with your family like Kevin Gates. You in our crowd control, make your thick ass stutter. My punches connect with the fans like Hitman.
I'm in an aggressive mood and I stepped up you in a special move. I've been taking food. I'm in an aggressive mood and I stepped in a tube. Then I stepped up you, the Elvis Presley you.
That was Big Tom's mix presenting Sharon Aggression. What's good, Angry Fans Radio? I am trying to get Caps back on. It just seems like Blog Talk just does not give us a break.
All right, we in the building. Fuck that shit. Shout out to Tom Big and shit. Dope ass mix and shit. He got some personal shit going on too, man. So y'all niggas, shout out Tom and shit. You know what I'm saying? Get back on point. But yo, we back in the building, man. What's good?
Yo, Blueprint. What's good, AFL?
Yo. All right. So we're going to talk King of the Dot, right?
Yes, sir.
Right.
I didn't see every single battle that actually happened. Like, there's been way too many fucking battles dropping to even be watching, for real.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
there's been way too many fucking battles. All you niggas asking where the blogs at? Like, do y'all see how many battles are dropping? Like, 3 per day, like, that shit is kind of crazy. You gotta admit, like, niggas don't really have time to be watching all of them and shit. But I got most of the King of Dot down.
Yeah.
Loving battle rap.
We appreciate
them.
We appreciate
them. Good. Yeah, we definitely
appreciate
it. I can't say that again. I can't hear y'all. Y'all was kind of saying the shit at the same time. I can't hear y'all what y'all was saying.
Nah, we're just saying battle rap looking good right now. We appreciate the battle.
Oh, definitely. I ain't hate y'all for shit just now. Yeah, there's too many of them motherfuckers right now, man. But yo, man, fuck it. Let's jump into King of the Dot.
Yes, sir.
What's up? I mean, what's up? Battle, how y'all want to do it?
All right, let's go Iron Solomon Daylight.
You know what was weird about...
first time.
Go ahead, Wayne.
And I said, no, you would go to the very, to the top, like, main, one of the main events.
Yes, yes, definitely.
But, yo, the thing that was crazy about that shit was that Daylight rapped so fast and I and Simon rapped so fucking slow and shit. Like, his rounds seemed long and shit, but the material we had was fucking crazy. I can't even lie about that shit. But I think Daylight did good, too. I only watched it twice. I had I and Simon winning up two watches I did see it. But the time limit was just like it was crazy and shit. So it's like I gotta really, you gotta really listen to that shit to catch all the fucking bars too.
Right, right, mm-hmm. You definitely do.
But off of two watches, I saw the beat Daylight. But Daylight was saying some shit, so I'm not gonna blog on the shit based on them two watches. I'm gonna watch that shit again. But for the purpose of this show and the two watches, I got I ain't winning.
Okay, I got Daylight. I got Daylight 2-1. I thought Daylight had. I think his performance in the second and third, I gave him the second and third. I gave Iron the first mm-hmm. round. I think Daylight mm-hmm. performance from the second, third, along with his bars, his flow, I think it was too much in the second and third for Iron. Great battle. Okay. Iron came and bought it, but I gave it to Daylight 2-1 off of the second and third.
Okay, okay. What you think, Wayne?
Oh yeah, I agree. That's what I had to. Daylight third was crazy. Daylight third was absolutely crazy. I thought Iron might come back with it, but nah, he couldn't beat that. I kind of had Iron in the third because I didn't think that Daylight could come with anything else. But I'm just wondering, is he gonna start doing that real talk in every third from now on? I mean, he made that shit formative. He really did. So yeah, I gave him the second and third also.
Hey, yo, on Iron Simon for his comeback battle, y'all think if he was to stay in, but he should go back to URL or King of the Dot? What style?
Yeah,
what?
King of the Dot.
I like him over at King of the Dot. I think he found. Yeah. I think he found a good platform for what he does.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's really his platform because he's really from the. You know what I'm saying? From the jump off grind time. That's really his platform. More of his style, anyway. Even though the right. math battle was on URL and the Mook battle was on URL, his style was still gravitated more towards Grind Time King of the Dot.
Right, right.
In my opinion. Let me say that, in my opinion. I think he's better over there, too, though.
Yeah, I think he looked good over there. He definitely looks good over there. It's just Daylight. He's one of them battlers that can put on any league if he wants to.
I don't know, like I said, but I had Solomon with it, so I can't, he could put on, I gotta watch that bitch again, but I had Iron was saying some fucking crazy ass shit, especially that first round he was getting off, but I thought Iron was real consistent. You know what would be different now? This is what I'm trying to figure out. And this is how I feel about the Suge battle, too. Do I like Iron because I know it's his comeback battle and I want to see what he got. Like, that's really how I feel about Suge at this point with Suge and T-Top. Everybody's asking why I didn't recap it. I'm trying to figure out, do I have Suge beating Saga because it's one of the best Suges I've ever seen or because he actually beat him? Now, I recapped it and had Suge, but I'm trying to make sure that's the reason why I'm giving this nigga wins at this point. Mm-hmm. Because or are we just getting gassed because it's the best? I don't know. I don't know how I get the Suge and shit. But I know what I'm trying to say. It's kind of weird and shit. I got the same feeling with Iron Solomon and shit. Like, he did good. It's his comeback battle, but does that mean he actually won?
Right. Blue, let me ask you this, though. Let me ask you this. In the first for Iron, taking nothing away from him because he's fast, do you give it to him clearly, or you just think he edged it?
The first round? I don't think none of the rounds.
Huh?
I can't hear you. What's up?
No, I said, I was asking Blue, but I said, what did you say? You said you don't think what?
Nah, go ahead, Blue.
Nah, I think Iron got him in the first round clearly. I think that was a clear first round for Solomon. I don't think you can really argue that. I didn't think Daylight, he didn't pick it up until the second for me.
Okay.
And then he took it to another level in the third, but yeah.
Yeah. No, Captain, I was coming to you. I just wanted to, because being that we had the same idea, I just was trying, because when I was watching it, I thought about that. You just kind of put that in my head. I thought about that. And I was like, did I give it to him clearly? Because, yeah, it was like, damn, he did hella good. I was like, God damn, all right, this is what I like. But,
yeah,
I was just trying to think about it. But I got to watch it again, too. I watched it a few times, but I just wanted to be clear. I wanted to, you know, maybe I make sure I wasn't tripping. But you said that you don't think that any of the rounds were clear?
Not really, man. I like Iron First better. The second third, like they both had their own style. They both was getting off, I actually think. I don't think it was like one was clear. Like, I don't think it was that kind of battle, to be honest with you.
Okay.
The Iron Solomon stuff was deeper than the shit Deadlight was saying.
I don't know. It was a damn good battle, taking nothing away from it. It was a damn good battle.
It definitely was. It was a great battle.
Mm-hmm.
I like seeing Iron on King of the Dot, though. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the next battle? What about Arsenal and fuck that. What about Arsenal and Shoddy? How y'all call that one?
I got Shoddy 2-1, man. Arsenal looked crazy with that choke and snatching his hat off, overdoing the bully shit. I honestly think once he snatched Shoddy Horror's hat off, it kind of made Arsenal nervous, because that's when he choked after that.
Mm.
So it's like, did you overdo it for the sake of, like, trying to get your point across of being this bully with Shoddy? Because you snatched his hat off. How you get nervous and you took his hat? Why you choke? Like, he just looked crazy to me. So then he all, you know, he looking like a 12-year-old on the skateboard thing. Like, come on, man. Come on, man.
That was promo.
Shoddy 2-1, man. Fuck all that.
I don't know. Like, he was, you know, I just thought he was going to come better than that. I mean, it's just the whole shoving. I mean, we're supposed to be battling with words, the shoving and pushing and all of that. Like, it's supposed to give you credit. I mean, I don't know. I felt like, and then the whole choke situation, stumble situation. It's like, okay, yeah, you pulled that shit with Sharon, and it backfired on you. Like, at some point, I think that you would just come to a battle and you would battle and let it be that on that. But I think that the whole hovercraft thing he was on, I think that was more of him trying to distract Shoddy.
Right.
And again, it backfired on him. But yeah, I definitely had Shoddy. I guess 2-1. He won. I know that.
Yo, I don't think Austin was fucking horrible the way everybody was making that shit seem and shit. I seen the group. Like, Austin was all right. He did a lot of corn. That glide shit was mad whack. That was whack. Anytime you pull a... Yo, you know what? I was actually thinking this shit. Anytime a phone comes out for you to have to go back and find where you left off, you automatically lost the battle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there has to be some type of rules somewhere. We are. It used to be if you choke, you lost. Now it's you can choke and still win the battle. Or always you could choke for forever and shit. Like, you can't be pulling out a fucking phone. That just means you're not prepared for some shit. You know what I mean? Like, fucking that shit. Like, that phone shit really. And he even said some fire shit after the phone situation. Because he don't. If you think about it, the nigga be saying a lot of shit. But that it was hard to even watch it. They shouldn't have had it again. I don't know why they rematched it. I get it. Nakia wanted to see it. I get that it should not have been touched again. The first one had 7 million views. They're not going to get that with this battle. So I don't even know why they even fucked the classic up, to be honest with you, like that. Like, they really destroyed the classic battle from the first time. The hunger is not there like it is the first battle.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? This nigga, I don't get this shit. He's on a hovercraft and he's slamming his hat on the floor. I mean, what the fuck is this shit, my nigga? He looking like a Silver Surfer and shit. Like, and then he only does it when Shotty is battling. The whole shit, the 1 minute Shotty's in his face, the next minute he's rapping to his spine. I just didn't understand what the fuck was even going on no more. He did it all the rounds. Everybody was talking about he was dealing with the disrespectful part. I really don't even think so. I think that was regular Arsenal. It was the extra shit. And the phone just really, the phone really cemented everything. And then that the way he ended the shit was really insane and shit, going over the time limit. Like, Ars always goes over the time limit, so I don't see what the problem was now. Now, fucking, you talking about his first round was 7 minutes, you ignoring Organic purposely. Like, that looked crazy to me right there. Like, you purposely are ignoring the fuck out of Organic right now. Like, you don't hear this nigga, you keep going. That whole battle was just fucking fucked up to me and shit. But I thought he was doing good for a little minute, but then I started getting real annoyed with that whole Glide shit, and it was like, man, what the fuck is this shit? Like, is this a battle or not? Like, this shit is ridiculous and shit. He's fucking doing 360s the whole time. That's why he's choking. He's fucking dizzy and shit. Like, that's why he's choking and shit. The fuck? He's doing 360s nonstop. I don't get the shit. You know what I'm saying?
That was a bad look, man. I ain't like it. I just ain't like you. At all. Just looking at that battle, like the eye test, it just wasn't a good look.
It wasn't a good look. I see that shit. Like, I was tempted to not even watch the end, but that's where he choked. So I'm like, all right, let me see how bad this is. It's, like, really annoying even watching this battle and shit. Like, I don't know why they redid that shit. I know why. It had to be because of bread. The money must have been too good to turn down, clearly. Otherwise, why would you touch a 7 million view battle? It just doesn't make sense. Why you would put that risk on the line? Like, I don't know. Shotty did all right, though. It'd be hard for me to understand him sometimes. I really got this nigga, like, he raps so fast, plus the accent, like, I can't get every fucking thing he's saying at one time.
Right, yeah, you definitely got to give him more than one watch. You got to look at him and really listen to what he's saying.
About eight. You need about eight watches.
Right, right, and that's just to understand this shit.
Yeah, like, for real, like, but the aggression was there and whatnot, so...
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think that shit was all right. What do you think about the. Let me think what else on the top of my head I was watching. The Illmatic and Past Day, how y'all felt about that shit?
Illmatic and Past Day. I get at the Illmaculate, man. 2-1. I don't know. I just felt like Past Day, he didn't turn up to me to his third. And I was like, damn, it's too late now. Even if you win this round, it's 2-1. So it was kind of like. So yeah, I gave Mac that. He got that 2-1. You know, salute to him for that. You know what I mean? Because that's a big deal. You know what I mean, over there. So salute to him for that, man.
Okay, Coach, you got one.
You gotta ask me that.
Yeah, what's up? Let's get it.
What?
Who you had?
What'd you say? I got Illmatic.
Who you had?
I just told you Illmatic.
What rounds?
I think he had second and third.
Yo, that shit is not as clear as niggas. I don't know. I'm watching this just again. I don't think it's as clear as niggas are making that shit seem. Pat did turn up in the third. I really only like him when he's like kind of zoning out and shit. When he be doing all this joking shit. And Tribe, I guess that's the king of the back crowd. I think he could be way better than how he actually is and shit. And I'm tired of hearing this nigga talking about the chain, too. Like, I'm starting to feel like, nigga, if you don't want to battle, then don't battle. Like, he's always talking about the weight of the chain and how hard it is. And, like, Jesus Christ, man. Like, I don't know. But I'm not surprised. Illmatic is more lyrical than I'm not really surprised that it happened.
Yeah,
I'm just
not
like, especially when that nigga Illmatic started going into the whole, the Boston joint about how you want to be professional. That was fire. There was a couple of persons
that
was
really good. That was crazy. Yo, that shit had me on the edge. Like, yo, he killing this nigga right now.
Yeah, but you, man. I just guess, I just see now that it's just never going to be really about wild competition, I guess, man. Like, it's cool, but I don't know, man. I want to see niggas go for blood. Like, niggas ain't going for blood, man. These niggas is... I guess it's a crowd, though. I can't get that mad. They like to hear jokes and shit like that. Whatever, man. I just think some shit that was said in that battle probably would have got booed on URL, to be honest with you.
Right, yeah, no doubt. So, you know what I mean? That's a whole nother beast over there at URL, the crowd alone. You know what I mean? That shit ain't flying. A lot of that shit wouldn't have flew.
I'm starting to see that Daylight was right when he said that shit. It's about the crowd, like. And on King of Dot, you got to expect that shit. Like, it's not going to be gumballs. It's going to be a lot of jokes. You know what I'm saying? And shit like that. So you got to be prepared for that because that's the stage, I guess. I'd be looking at battles like, all right, it doesn't matter where it happens at. It should still be a fire battle. But I see now, like, some battles are just not going to be what I expect over there that I probably would expect on URL. And vice versa, I guess.
Right.
It's fucked up as it is to say it's true.
Nah, that's definitely true.
Word, like, it was a cool battle, though. But I thought it was going to be better than that. Like, come on, Pat, man. Like, that motherfucker, yeah, I don't know what's wrong with him. Like,
He don't look the same. He ain't look the same. And that's crazy. He ain't look like the same Pat from the Calico battle. Like, that's crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I don't even mean as far as just being, you know, more aggressive. I'm just meaning rapping. Like, what the fuck? You was joking and smiling 80% of the battle. I'm like, just looking at
I hate
like,
that shit. I hate
really
that shit.
You don't want this. You really don't want this right now. Clearly you don't.
Maybe he really just didn't want the chain anymore and shit. But you know what fucks up even worse? And then after that, they're talking about Hollow might be battling Pat Stay on Don't Flop or some shit like that. And it's just like, well, damn. It would have been better if you had the chain. I don't know, man. Whatever, bro. I just expected more of that battle for some strange reason. It was a cool battle, though. But Pat Lee's realized, like, when he turns up and really zones out, he can really fuck a nigga up. He be waiting too long to do that shit.
Yeah. Man. I don't know, man. That shit. I don't know, man. I'm kind of a little disappointed with Pat because I thought he was going to do more. He did a lot less than what I had him going in a battle doing. Like, even if you still would have lost, as long as you would have did more, I was just expecting more.
Yeah, man, this is a title match, and you don't go hard. So it's just like, I don't really think he give a fuck about that belt. Yo, that had Ice and Real Deal was a fire battle, though.
Yo, that's the battle I wanted to talk about, yo. I'm sorry, motherfucking Real Deal had the hardest bar in the battle. I got him losing the battle. I got Ice winning 2-1. But Real Deal had the hardest bar in the battle, yo. That thing is crazy, man. Damn. When he said shoot in her mouth and leave the Magnum at the scene like Hunter S. Thompson. Oh, God.
That was good, but damn, I can't even think of this nigga rhyme off the top of my head. I don't want to fuck it up.
That shit was crazy, yo. Because that Hunter S. Thompson dude, he a famous writer. He committed suicide at age 67 and shit. So leave the Magnum at the scene. Oh, man. God damn.
Yo, I had Ice winning that shit, B. Ice.
Yeah, I had Ice.
That nigga Ice rock any crowd is starting to look like, B. It's really starting to look like that shit. He can rock any crowd. That's dangerous.
Yeah, Ice is looking good over there, man. He looking good over there. I like that. I'm happy for Ice, yo. You know what I mean? Ice been around since the Lion Den days, you feel me? So it's like, it's just good to see him doing what he do, yo. I got him winning that battle 2-1. Straight up. Like, he's, man. The first and third, I got Ice. The first and third. I gave Real Deal the second.
Yo, I think it's a dope battle. But I think Ice clearly got that battle right there. Clearly. I'm like, yo, but Real Deal had some shit, though. I'm not going to act like he didn't. But Ice was really turned the fuck up for that battle right there. You know what it is with Ice B? Like, I see it now. It's the fact that he ain't battling on URL.
Right.
So a lot of, like, so pretty much it looked like not all he got is King of the Dot, but that's the biggest platform if he's not going to be on URL.
Yeah, and he's showing up over there, though. That's why he keep getting booked. He's showing up over there. He on a killing spree. That nigga on a killing spree right now.
Yeah, ISIS. But I wonder if he would even get back. Well, nah, he already said he would watch some shit he said already. So, I don't know, is Kane about a stepping stone to get to URL or some shit or not?
I don't know. I think, I mean, I guess,
some
I don't know. I look at it,
you know,
like,
I said, if you look at Chilla, Chilla wasn't on URL for a little minute, but then when he got his mojo back up, fucking with King of the Dot, now he's back on URL.
But
then you got the King of the Dot battles who want to be on URL, Sharone. I see Sharone talking about battling Tay Rock on URL and shit.
He don't want to do that. That boy don't want to do that.
You don't want what, Tay Rock?
Not on URL, man.
Yeah, but you think Tay Rock is better than Sharone?
Or URL.
I don't get it. How?
Talk about the same thing like you just said. That crowd, Tay Rock, and what he caters to the crowd. His style, his everything, his flow is URL made. We know he's not going outside of URL. We know that. So
that's true. So is Suge's.
You know what I mean? But I can see Suge kind of. I'm not saying he can't go over. I ain't saying he'll be King of the Dot, but he could go over there.
I think that shit's the same, my nigga. Suge and Tay Rock, that shit's the same. The same way Suge look over there, I think Tay Rock will look over there.
I don't know.
Sharone rebuttals way more, and he has, he's more lyrical. My nigga, let's keep, like, Tay Rock is nice. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of that should be performance, too.
Yeah, but that's battle rap now, though. We cannot take that away. Unfortunately, that's part of battle rap now, performance.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, if he's going to definitely destroy Sharone on URL because he could perform. The bars are going to be Sharone all day.
Yeah, we know that, the bars, yeah. But that energy when Tay Rock is, when he's spitting and he's just looking the way he's looking and shit, you know what I mean? No haircut, just, man.
Nigga said no haircut.
He's spitting them bars like the way he coming, you know what I mean? Them gun bars and shit, gun bar king, like he said. Come on, man, URL going to eat that up. We just know that. We can't take that away.
No, I still think he lost the DNA, B. I don't give a fuck what nobody said, man. Niggas still be talking that he beat DNA, he bodied him. Like, man, I watched that shit again. Like, I don't see what niggas is talking about, man. Tay Rock didn't beat DNA in my book, yo. Performance is starting to become more than the bars. That's what I said about the Suge shit. Like, it's starting to be more about performance than the actual what's being said. I really don't see how niggas can say Tay Rock beat DNA. Like, what did he say that gave niggas win?
He was styling on DNA, man, the way Tay Rock styled
on niggas. Styling is not spitting bars. Styling is everything but that.
No, but it's a part of battle rap, unfortunately. It's a checkbox that's going to get checked off. In battle rap, you style on the nigga, you got bars, you got performance, you got presence. All that plays a factor.
Shouldn't bars be number one, my nigga? Tay Rock didn't say nothing. Tay Rock didn't say nothing about beat DNA. He didn't say nothing to beat DNA. He didn't at all.
So
I don't see what he was talking about.
So you think DNA more lyrical? Yeah, well, I ain't even gonna ask you that.
Yeah.
Way more lyrical, like way, like you think DNA's on a whole nother
plane? My nigga, Tay Rock is not close to DNA when it comes to being lyrical, B. I wouldn't even sit here and play DNA like that. DNA freestyles can probably hang with some of the shit Rock be writing.
Yeah, I mean, that's a whole nother attribute, though. So, definitely.
The main attribute is he spitting, is what I'm saying. Like, swagging on a nigga, and they're like, that ain't really battle rap, bro.
Because
sometimes I don't even watch it. I might be driving, playing the motherfucking battle through the motherfucking stereo and shit, where you can't see the swag or none of that shit. You can only hear what's being said. And that makes it a whole different motherfucking battle.
Yeah, but sometimes DNA. All right, now you just said that. Sometimes you might be
playing
the car. But sometimes you can't even. DNA be mumbling sometimes. You be like, what the? All right. sounded retarded sometimes. When he get louder, he sound crazy. Like, he should just rap at a certain octave. Like, when K-Rock get loud and start barking on the nigga, you hear that shit crispy and clear. So when that shit coming through your car speaker, you sitting there driving like, wow, about to bang out. Like, damn. When DNA spitting coming through your car speaker, man, you damn near going to bang out because you falling asleep.
Yeah, definitely. Then he makes that stupid look on his face like he's a mad TV character and shit.
Yeah, man.
They be rolling his neck around and shit. Yeah, DNA be walling sometimes. I tell you, fuck. Yo. That nigga do be walling sometimes. I don't even want to watch this nigga. Like, man, what the fuck is he doing?
Like, George the
Animal
Steel and shit. Like, what the fuck? About to eat a turnbuckle and shit.
That nigga look like he fucking one of the bushwhackers, but he's black and shit. Yo. Yeah, they be wildin' for talk. I can't even front. He do. That nigga, yo, I will never forgive this nigga for taking his tooth out of his mouth and throwing it in the crowd. I'm sorry, DNA. I know I get on you a lot. I'll just never forget some of this goofy shit you've done in battle rap. Like, why is, like, I just don't get why you would take your tooth out of your fucking mouth and throw it in the fucking crowd. I just don't. I will never understand that. I just won't. I won't.
Hey,
I've come to accept that, DNA. I have. Don't ever do no shit like that again, my nigga, please. You know what I'm saying? Like, that, I don't, wow, okay. Let me shut up, man. I start going in on these niggas. I don't understand these. Some of these niggas, I don't get it, man. Damn, DNA annoy me sometimes. He cool, but there's certain battles. It's like, man, what the fuck, nigga? Like, I don't know. But DNA's a legend, though. I was arguing with somebody yesterday. They try to tell me DNA is not a legend. Like, yo, we gotta have a show where we really are breaking down who these legends are, because this shit is crazy. DNA probably is the youngest legend in battle rap.
Yeah.
If you really think about it, that actually battled, like, DNA's been battling since, like, fucking 16. He ain't that old right now.
Nah, he not. Yeah, you're right about that. He definitely the youngest legend.
He has to be. And then, motherfucking, he may not be a legend as of right now, but if he got two certified names under his belt, well, nah, I might be reaching with that one. I was going to say Cortez. Like, yo, niggas be tripping. Like, Cortez don't got a lot of battles under his fucking belt, and, like, he's not nice. Yo, Gems, my nigga, like, yo, Gems better be fucking ready. Like, after seeing that Jay Murder battle, like, Gems, you better be ready, because if it looks like that, that shit is going to be, like, disappointing as fuck.
Yeah, man. I've gained to give Cortez more respect, you know what I mean? Like, because before, you know, I wasn't a big Cortez supporter, but now today,
I hate him,
you know what I mean? But now today, yeah, he done stepped it up. But a lot of them battles, you tell, like, his resume is dope. But how many of them battles off his resume have he clearly won, though?
I mean, yeah, but a lot of them, you know what it is, too? A lot of these fucking, the pen niggas, it's actually hard to pick a winner anyway. Cortez has got bad luck. He got a lot of wins under his belt, though. I think that dialect battle really fucked him up. That was the battle we should have won. Like, it seems like every time Cortez loses a battle, that shit gets magnified times 20. But then he'll win like 5 in a row and niggas won't even say nothing.
Right. I actually think he started picking it up for me when he battled, Danger Zone? When he battled Danger Zone?
You think about it, yo, he's one of those only niggas who clearly beat Danny Myers.
Yeah.
When Danny Myers was on that fucking tear. Cortez actually beat the nigga and shit, like. That verb battle fucked him up too. That verb battle really.
I got him beating Danny too. Clearly.
Yeah. And Danny was on a run. He was on a tear then. That verb battle really fucked Cortez up, B. If he had beat Verb that battle, like, I think a lot of his status would have changed, man. It would have changed. It was all that shit he talking. He went there and got smoked. That's what it was, man. I really think that's what it is, Cortez. What do you think, Wayne? That's what I think. I don't know, man. He don't got no other battles where he got destroyed and killed crazy bad. Like, that's for niggas, to make niggas not really even fuck with him.
Right. I mean, if you
that's like Sway Battle Verb. With Sway Battle Verb, it was over with, it seemed like. Like, niggas was, like, counting the nigga out and all kinds of shit.
Man, I don't know what it's
going to
take for Cortez, man. I don't know, man.
Yo, it is, and then the total slaughter shit didn't help either. I mean,
yeah, that just made it look, that just like magnify what it is people that don't like about him. Like, whatever it is you don't like about Cortez, that magnified that shit that much more. Because he looked crazy out there. Like, he looked crazy.
Wayne, what you think, Wayne?
I don't, well, like I said, y'all feel like the way y'all feel. I don't feel like he's missing anything. I think he's a legend. I think that basically I like him in smaller rooms. I don't really feel like he necessarily needs the main stage.
Wait, Cortez is a legend?
I said he is a legend.
Oh, you got him a legend?
I mean,
all right.
I mean, not a legend. I'm sorry. He's a top tier. I'm sorry. I'm trying to promote right now. But, yeah, to me, he's top tier. I don't feel like he misses anything. I mean, he's to me, he's shown and proved. You know, I feel like he has a big enough resume that's going to hold him. I would like to see him with other people, but like he says, that, you know, some of them don't want to battle him. Maybe the total slaughter shit fucked him up. I don't know, but I feel like he doesn't let that deter him. He's going to still battle because it seems as if, to me, like he loves the sport. So he's going to kill whoever he has to kill. I mean, does he have to make any other points? I don't feel like he does. He's doing fine to me.
Hey, Wing, hey, get with the callers on. Get Joe, get on. Please.
Let me say this.
Who?
One of the fans in the group said, do you think it's because Cortez don't have a storyline? Like, he don't have no beef with nobody. He don't have a storyline to where he don't seem that, like, you're not that interested in his battles.
What you mean you don't have a story?
Like, you know how a lot of these battlers, it's a storyline with them and sometimes their opponent, like Surfing Hitman. And, like, he don't have no beef with nobody. Like, he don't go back and forth with nobody enough, I think, to make you really be interested in him. I don't know. It was a question. It was a statement a fan said in the movement. So I just wanted to ask that question. Like, do you feel that could play a part?
Well, he goes back and forth with Surf all the time in a couple of his battles. I mean, he came at all the Jersey niggas. He came at Arsenal. He came at Surf. He came at Red. Fucking, I mean. And then he's cool with all the other niggas. He cool with Hollow. He cool with Math. Clipsy somewhat got a storyline with, I guess, now. But, like, I don't see him really. Well, nah, because he didn't like Rex either. Him and Rex had a wild storyline, if you think about it. They were doing this shit for a little minute, going back and forth. He battled Head Ice already. That can't be that. Cause there can't be no storyline. It's just that he falls into the pen category. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yo.
Yo.
Yo, what's poppin'?
Yo, not sure what's good. What's good, man? Talk to us. What's up?
Salute. Now, I hear what y'all saying. I definitely fuck with Corey, man. That nigga's fire, bro. But they might be right about that storyline thing, because he ain't got nothing really solid, though. Like, he got, like, a little bit of friction, but he ain't really got no solid beefs that or nothing that really hyped him up. Like, all the main niggas usually have something to hype them up.
But he was going back and forth with all of Jersey and with Rex and Shine for mad long.
Yeah,
what more of a storyline?
That wasn't that crazy, though. It was like, with Math, he had like a real fights and shit. Like, T-Rex, you know, they really ain't like each other for real. Like, certain ones, like, they be more amplified. Like, that shit not that crazy. He needs some. Niggas want to see all that fucking what you call it, a soap opera type of shit, man. They want everything to be drama, man. They don't care about the bars. They want a show, bro. This is wrestling. That's like niggas be saying.
I mean, bar wise, Rex is light. I mean, Cortez is light years beyond Rex bar wise. So,
I fuck with Rex. I don't know why. I mean, Cora. I don't know why a lot of people don't, man. Like, it seems like every time we talk about Cora, everybody usually be saying he's fired. But then when it come down to it, niggas don't be fucking with him. I don't know. I don't get it.
Is it because he's Spanish?
I don't think niggas care, man. I've seen this niggas as black niggas to black people, man. Like, the same damn thing, damn near. Niggas don't care, of course, say nigga. Like, that nigga's pretty much black, bro. That's how it is in my hood. Like, there's definitely a separation in some kind of way, but at the same time, you still fuck with each other.
Yeah.
All right, let's go do some of these battles and shit. We got a lot of niggas trying to call up right now and shit. Well, who you had with Fast Day L Mac? Did you see the King of the Dot battles?
Yeah, I had a pay-per-view. Fucking.
Alright, so we.
Damn. I probably have to slightly edge that to L Mac, but I don't think it was crazy. Everybody else said, like, I gave Pat the first and probably edge the second. The second is debatable. I can't even really say. The second is debatable. Give Mac the third. But, yeah, I thought Pat was definitely, he was definitely on some bullshit. Like, I don't think he came as hard as he should have. Mac was doing his thing, though. That second is type debatable, though. I can't front.
All right. Who you have for, what you think about Arsenal when, and Shoddy?
I had Shoddy. That low key might be a 3-0, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. Shoddy had some shit, bro. He was talking to that nigga. And
you thought Arsenal was straight
some trash? Disrespectful shit. Huh?
You thought Arsenal was straight trash, though?
Nah, he wasn't trash. I just was, like, edging each round to Shoddy. I think he got the first? He might have got the first, clearly, or the second, one of them. But he, obviously, he got the one where he choked, clearly. But I think he also got the first, clearly, I think.
Okay. Ooh, Arsenal.
I didn't know, but Shoddy definitely has some shit. He definitely came to play.
Okay, all right. What about, yo, I didn't even see the Sharon and John battle. Who won that one? Who you got winning that one?
Yo, my nigga. Sharon was fucking on fire, bro. Like, NBA Jam. He's on fire. Yo, he was killing John. Like, not to say John ain't have no shit, but to me, that's a clear 3-0. Like, I'll debate with you all day. I'm not giving John no rounds. Sharon was on fire, bro.
I feel you,
Sharon rebuttals, bro. It's like he wrote some shit sometime. That shit be crazy, man. You listen to this nigga rebuttals, bro. It's like he wrote that shit and practiced it. I don't know what to say. That nigga's fire, bro.
All right. What about the Daylight of Ice Solomon?
Oh, I gotta watch that again. That's a close battle too. I think I gave it to. I only watched that one once. I didn't get to watch it again. I think I gave it to edge it to Iron Solomon, but I really want to watch it again because Daylight had some shit and he was doing that fast damn rap. Like, I really gotta watch that again to really say it. But on first watch, I think I gave it to Iron 2-1. Iron rebuttal in the first is crazy, bro. He definitely got the first round.
Alright, what I'm trying to think, what other battles did I see from the event so far? Kenneth Dye is dropping that Dandy's on the Danny Myers tomorrow, right? No, that was URL.
Yeah, that was URL. What?
About
Ben's trailer out.
It's a trailer out for it, right?
Yeah,
I didn't watch it, but I seen it.
So that's dropping tomorrow on URL. Alright, that's gonna be up another bar fest and shit. Fucking, shit, what other fire battles happening?
Y'all see Bender and Soul?
I didn't see that yet.
Yeah, okay. I've seen that. That
you
was
got
cool.
One in
there. I think I had. Did I have Soul 2-1?
Okay.
I don't remember.
What?
I wasn't really crazy about that battle. Like, it was a cool battle, but it ain't really nothing. Like, I can't even say I would watch that again.
Yeah, I had Soul 2-1 too.
Wow, Bender Lords? Okay, I gotta watch that shit. I had Bender won that shit.
How about Diz and Dumb
Mouth? It wasn't nothing crazy, though. It wasn't like
okay.
He killed Bender 2-1 or not. Like, it was like a good battle, good back and forth.
I got you. Shit, for the Diz and Dumb, I had Diz winning and shit. That's surprising.
Oh,
I thought
yeah.
Dumb found.
I ain't gonna lie. Yeah,
I thought Dumb found. I thought Dumb Final was going to beat him in a prediction blog, though. I didn't know that. This came with it. He needed
yeah,
that shit, too. Yeah.
He definitely was wigging, like, I think, what, the first two? The third,
yeah,
I was like, I had it kind of debatable, but I still give it to Diz.
Yeah,
so,
when
yeah,
Diz come like
I
that,
expect that,
he hard to beat, yo.
Yeah, I thought Dumb Final was going to come a little bit better than that. Yeah, he definitely... He seemed to slack off a little bit in that battle. Or Dez was wilding one or the other. Dez had some crazy shit.
Dez over here dressing like the fucking golden child and shit. I mean, these motherfuckers be bugging, man.
They're doing double spin kicks and shit.
What this nigga is? I'm like, what the fuck is that? Look like a fucking an Indian bald eagle and shit. I didn't know what the fuck was going on with Dez for me.
Hey, yo, my nigga Diz was wildin', yo, at when he dressed up like Earth. Like, one day, noticed that shit was cool. That nigga was doing good. Like, he had that nigga voice and everything. He was wildin'.
Hey, yo, what happened with the Herb battle?
I guess Herb, I don't know why he didn't come. He said he didn't want to come because of the flight or some shit or some shit like that. So he ended up not coming, but... They told everybody on the day of the event that he was coming, but really it was his ass to dress up as Earth. And he battled fucking Sketchman and said, like, he was Earth. The guy on a fake wig and shit, and a fucking Hawaiian shirt or some shit. And the shit was funny as fuck. All he was saying, he kept saying the whole fucking battle, like, yeah, I'm a faggot. that shit's wild funny, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I hope they drop that shit.
Yeah, they're gonna drop it probably.
Y'all have out
yeah,
of
like a direct. That's a direct shot at Erd. I guess he went on stage and said, "Fuck King and the Dot," though. So they going back and forth for real.
How about Chilla and Pass?
Oh wow, yeah, man. I told him that. Yo, matter of fact, I can't even say that shit. I didn't like Pass versus Charlie Clips. I'm not surprised. I got Pass winning. I ain't surprised he beat the nigga either. Like, he's too direct. That segment shit is cool, but, like, not against Paz. A nigga don't care about none of that shit.
Yeah.
I think I gave it a Chilla 2-1. I gotta watch that again, though.
I gave Paz 2 and 3, clearly.
Yeah.
One is debatable, I think you could say.
Yeah, I didn't watch that one again either. I definitely gotta watch it again, but I think I had Chilla winning that 2-1.
Word? Now, here's my whole thing about that battle right there.
I don't remember which one. I gotta watch that again.
Yeah, my whole thing with that battle was this. It's like, Chilla style is dope. When you're scheming and you're doing the associated wordplay and you're flipping, like, all that is dope. But when you stand against a nigga who really battle raps, who is just focusing on you and is playing you the fuck out and shit, like, that shit is going to hit harder than just the schemes and all that shit. To me. Like,
yeah,
Pass is just one of them niggas that he just goes at you. He don't give a fuck what you going to do. He going to come at you.
I don't remember Pass. I remember watching it. I don't remember Pass when he was saying that crazy, though. I gotta watch it again. I don't know.
That shit was... I had Pass 2 and 3. I mean, what do you call crazy at this point? Like, what do you even call crazy?
I don't mean crazy, but I just don't remember. When I was watching that, I was type bored in that battle. Like, you know, Chilla always scheming and shit. And Pass ain't really hyped me up neither. It was
that whole battle in
its entirety, I wasn't feeling it too heavy. Like, that's not a battle I'm going to watch a whole bunch of times, probably.
Yo, wasn't Chilla doing mad pass flips? It was something Chilla doing that was
yeah,
really...
I think in the first round, he did a bunch of pass flips.
It was really annoying the fuck
round,
out of me.
He was like, And like the next round, he was like, "Yeah, I ain't gonna do no pass flips," and he changed up to something else. And I just wasn't really crazy about that battle, man. Like on paper, I was hyped, but when I watched it, I wasn't like, "Yeah, this is that shit." You know what I'm saying?
Yo, Chilla got the game. Chilla fucked up in the game because everybody do. The fan doesn't like him, but everybody do schemes and all the same shit he do now.
Yeah, that's the new wave in battle rap, all the wordplay and schemes, and your whole verse got to connect to some shit, like...
Right, you know, some fucking Big Dipper type shit. You got to connect all the lines and shit. Like, this shit is fucking crazy.
Yeah, they're making it to be too much. That's why Rock is blaming niggas right now, because he just firing niggas' life away.
Who?
T-Rock.
Oh, yeah, T-Rock is definitely on this shit. I wouldn't say bar niggas' lives away. I would say that he knows he's a complete package.
Well, I'm not saying
bar niggas' life away.
And everybody, but when you listen to all three of his rounds, you're like, yeah, that nigga was wild in every round.
My nigga, did you have him beating DNA? See, y'all niggas about to get me tight right now.
No, I don't have him beating DNA. No, I don't. But like, most right, opponents,
cool.
Like, he's blaming these niggas. Like, he went three great rounds with Charlie Clip. From what I seen from Briz, he was wilding. He was wilding on surf every round. Like most of the battles, nigga be wilding, man. Like that nigga stop sleeping on nigga Rock, bro. He be kill JC. Like I think he killed JC. He was fucking JC up. He fucking a lot of niggas up. Great, that one of my favorite.
But that be because of the aggression too, man. My nigga, Will Rock, it be because of the aggression too. B, it don't. Because JC destroyed that nigga Barton. It was just the fact that he was hyped against it.
It depends on what you like. Like, that's the type of shit that if he was on the street corner at the corner store and niggas start battling, you'll hear some shit like that. You ain't hear a nigga scheming a nigga life away. You're going to hear that Rock shit and it's going to hype you up and you in the crowd. Like, that's that in the building shit. Like,
I don't know.
That type of shit I like. I mean, I don't give a fuck. I like schemes too. Like I definitely fuck with wordplay and schemes, but at the same time, when niggas be coming at you saying, "Come on, man, custom scope made from lens crafters," niggas say some shit like that to you, man. It's over.
You say what?
Just coming to bars, like, nigga. Rock be wildin', bro. That nigga told Briz when I whip out the cow, watch for all hide. Like, that nigga be wildin', bro.
When I whip out the cow,
watch raw hide. That's like a little bit of wordplay, but it's like in a quick punch. Like he's not scheming the whole time. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna keep it. That had like my nigga. Like nah, son. He's not bar for bar. He definitely can't fuck with JC though, my nigga. Is it the JC? Another problem with JC. I'm gonna tell you what it is. Nah, what I said was that I gave Rock the battle because JC was cycled that line any fucking way.
Well, man,
I mean, he had all these
niggas,
similar battles, so.
Enough, I dose him up. Once he's hit, man, his brother gonna have to hold him up. Like, he was wild.
Man, that was crazy. Man, my nigga.
That was fire.
That was
like, the whole setup of that shit. Yeah, that shit was dope.
Hey, my nigga, stop. You're gonna tell me. That's crazier than some of the shit JC did. Like, come on, man. It's the aggression.
You gotta add in, first of all, y'all niggas be hyping up the performance and delivery, which, if y'all gonna do that, Rock be killing that shit. And then JC, that was in the point in the JC career where he was saying a whole bunch of bullshit too much, always talking about I'm coming for the check, and he always rapping about how he so far past niggas and not where he wasn't really saying shit, bro. He had a couple of battles where he was looking.
Why niggas don't be listening to JC, man?
Nah, he's back on now. But he had like 3-4 battles where he wasn't really, nigga wasn't really saying shit. Like he wasn't killing niggas. He was coming all right. He wasn't coming.
You know what? You niggas
expect him to come at.
You know what it is? You niggas let that dance video really fuck your heads up, and then everybody started rapping
about
that
the dance video.
You did, my nigga. The bars, my nigga. He's one of the top niggas to writing.
It's funny when some niggas say it the right way, like when Clip said it, like it'd be funny. But I don't be thinking about that when I'm watching that nigga rap. him and XL had a classic. Like, I wasn't saying about no dance video. That nigga was fire in that battle. But he had, like, three or four battles where it was like, come on, JC. Like, it wasn't, like, first K-Rock versus Magic. Like, he wasn't that crazy in them battles.
Yeah, watching that JC battle not too long ago, that nigga was rapping, like, yo, I don't even know where the fuck this nigga was even at. Like, that shit was crazy.